friends, and it's a really great and wonderful time of year. But the gathering together of family and friends is not really the reason for it. The original Thanksgiving was to give thanks to God for his provision. They actually, you know, of course you probably all know that the pilgrims, the year before, many of them had died because they couldn't make it through the winter. And there were the Indians who showed them how to plant and to grow food so that they could put up stores in order to be able to make it through the next winter. And so they did that, and they had a time of gathering together in the fall at harvest time, and they celebrated the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord for his provision. And they certainly saw that. And of course, that's the reason why we celebrate Thanksgiving as well, is we want to give thanks to God. I think of at this time, this year, I think of so many that are so close to us who are suffering right now with loss of their homes, and you know, many friends up in Paradise and such that are affected by the fires. And I'm sure that what they would rather be doing right now is sitting at home, getting ready to prepare a meal for tomorrow, having friends and family over and enjoying Thanksgiving like they had, you know, for years. And that's not going to be there for them this year. It'll be different. I think of that, and I think of how blessed we are. You know, we're not affected by the tragedies in that way, personally, and so other than the people that we know and care about. So we have a great opportunity to give thanks to the Lord for what's not going on in our life, you know, and sometimes even for the things that are going on in our life, even if they are something difficult. We are told in His Word that we are to give thanks anyways, not because we're in the middle of it, but because God is in control, and God is the one that is sustaining us and keeping us and is going to provide for our needs. That's the promise of God. The scriptures are very clear. Psalm 50 and verse 14, it says that we're to offer to God thanksgiving and to pay our vows to the Most High. The vow that we pay is that giving thanks to Him for what He has done. It's that recognition that God is in control, and that we have great reason to bless Him for blessing us so much. Leviticus 22:29, it says, "And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will." God desires that that Liam would be the one that would get up here and preach tonight. I can tell already, which is not a bad thing. Praise the Lord. It's good, you know, to have family and have little guys like that in our family. And hey, buddy, you trying to be my competition or what? Yeah, we're going to have a talk after the service. I'm telling you right now. It's a good thing to praise the Lord, right? Psalm 92:1, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High." We sing that psalm. It's a great psalm, and it's one of those that makes you contemplate and to think of giving of thanks. Paul in Ephesians 5:20 says, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Another command from God's Word that we are to give thanks. We all have a reason to give thanks for. Whether or not one believes in God, the truth is that God gives us all things that we have need of. And I think probably one of the greatest tragedies in the world today is that so many do not recognize that it is God that is the one that takes care of them. And there will be a day, of course, that they'll come to that realization when they stand before God and they'll know that it was He that was the one that was doing it. We give thanks because God is worthy of our gratitude for all that He does for us. And Psalm 69:30 says, "I will praise the name of God with a song, and we'll magnify him with thanksgiving, building up the Lord with thanksgiving. We're to do that in public worship, as it tells us in Psalm 35:18. I will give thanks, give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. So, what is it that God has done for us? Well, we know that he's provided for us everything, but the one thing that is so, it's the reason why we're gathered together here right now. It's why we come out on a Wednesday night to study God's word and to sing songs to him, because he has provided for us the forgiveness of our sins through his son, Jesus Christ. No matter what else goes on in our life, we can always come back to that center point, and that no matter how difficult things may be, it should bring joy to our heart that we are saved, that where our sins are forgiven, that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that we are guaranteed eternity with God as we place our faith and our trust and our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. So no matter what else is going on in our life, there's always a good cause, a good reason to give thanks to the Lord, for that is the most important thing. Because with this salvation comes the promise that he will provide for us everything that we have need of. We see that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I think this is my life's verse because it's the one that the Lord brings to my heart most often. And that is, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What a glorious promise that God has given to us. All things pertaining to life is all of our physical things, all of our needs that we have, and emotional and spiritual needs as well. Not only pertaining to life, but to godliness. God has promised that he would do that for us. So let's keep that heart full of thanksgiving as we gather together with whomever we gather with and glorify the name of the one who we owe such a large debt of gratitude to, a large debt of thanksgiving to. Amen? Amen. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you. Lord, we do give thanks to you, for you are great and you are marvelous and you are wonderful and you are kind to us. Lord, that you bless us. And Lord, as we ponder your goodness to us, I pray that you would strike a chord within our heart of thanksgiving, that we would be able to rejoice this day, this night, and tomorrow, Lord, as we gather with others. Lord, I would ask that you'd give us an opportunity to be able to share the hope of the gospel with people at around our table this year. And Lord, we thank you for that in advance, and we pray that you would bless us during that time, but also this time too, and we commit this time to you in Christ's name. And everybody said, amen. All right, we're going to get set up here real quick. Why don't you take a moment and just say hello to one another. Okay, thanks, babe. All right. We can get you all to go ahead and come on and get in your seat. Okay. This is Victor Velden, and he is going to dance.
Good evening. We're going to be singing a song called He Knows My Name by Francesca Battistelli. Spent a day in a conversation in the mirror, face to face with somebody less than perfect. I wouldn't choose me first if I was looking for a champion. In fact, I'd understand if you picked everyone before me. But that's just not my story. True to who you are, you saw my heart and made something out of nothing. So I don't need my name and let some famous in my father's eyes. Make no mistake, he knows my name. I'm not living for applause, I'm already so adored. It's all his stage, he knows my name. He knows my name. I'm not meant to just stay quiet. I'm meant to be a lion. I'll roar beyond a song with every moment that I've got. True to who you are, you saw my heart and made something out of nothing. I don't need my name and lights. I'm famous in my father's eyes. Make no mistake, he knows my name. I'm not living for applause, I'm already so adored. It's all his stage, he knows my name. He knows my name. He calls me chosen, free, forgiven, wanted, child of the King. His forever, held and treasured, I am loved. I don't need my name in lights. I'm famous in my father's eyes. I don't need my name in lights. I'm famous in my father's eyes. Make no mistake, he knows my name. I'm not living for applause, I'm already so adored. It's all his stage. He knows my name. He knows my name.
Music stand.
That'll do it, huh? Yeah. Hi. My name is Carl, and I want to dedicate this song to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to my pastors, and to my church family who have been so supportive and so wonderful all these last few years when we all needed it the best. And so this all started that I wanted to do this song, and I wanted to sing, and it was Kathy's idea, and my late wife, Catherine, a couple of years ago, just 2 months before she passed away, I sat downstairs, and I sang to her, and I said, I'm going to do something for the talent, No Talent show. Although No Talent is probably best supplied, she said, do it, do it. And so I went ahead and sang. She said, well, that sounds fine. And I said, well, I don't know. I just don't know. And I said, well, no, I don't know. And I started to sing, and she said, oh, it's fine, do it, you know. You're not auditioning for the music circus or something. And so I did, and she says, you're not going to do it, are you? And I said, no, I don't know. And she goes, you're just chicken. And I said, okay, honey. Well, I didn't do it. I wished I had of, but I didn't. And the song I picked was this wonderful hymn called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. So tonight, it's for all of you, and it's for her, and the chicken sings tonight. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me shall be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom's shore, to thy shore. When life's sun sinks in the west, Lord, may I have done my best. May I find sweet peace and rest in that happy home of the blessed. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
She's hiding over here. Ann and Barbara. Yeah. Well, not really, because then it's not on the camera. So. Well, that's pretty good for an old chicken. All right. And this is Ann Foster and Barb Johnson.
We'd like to sing for you The Old Rugged Cross, and if you know the chorus, feel okay with singing along. So here we go. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, Oh, wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
As you all know, I don't have any talent. But every year I get my sister-in-law to write a poem. And a couple of weeks ago, I told her I needed a new poem. So I got in the mail Monday. So here it goes. Beautiful fall. Each of the seasons I have found have a beauty all their own that abounds. Summer, autumn, winter, and spring have their own unique gift they bring. Every year I look forward to the time when the leaves turn color and array a bime. The weather is cooler, a refreshing treat. The autumn of baking again can't be beat. God in his wisdom gave us the seasons. He must have had plenty of reasons. The cold in winter, the summer heat, each have a purpose we will complete. The harvest colors, red, yellow, and brown, I see in trees and leaves on the ground. In fall, I look forward to the holidays, giving thanks to God and others for their loving ways. Enjoy each other's company is itself a treat. These times honor traditions, make memories sweet. So as you enjoy autumn colors, wherever you are, give thanks to friends and family near and far. God created this world for us to enjoy. His greatest gift was a baby boy. Father, God, give us his only son to show his love for everyone. The beauty of fall, a treat for the eyes, a gift that fits every age, every size. As we give thanks for what we've been given, Let's remember every good gift comes from God in heaven. And my sister-in-law's name is really a pretty name. It's Diane Rose. And she says, may God bless and keep you now and always. Love, Diane. Yeah. She does good. Okay, guys, I need help down.
All right, here comes Lisa. Everybody get ready. Okay, come on. Go on over there. Yep.
You won't need your mic.
So while we're waiting for Lisa, anybody have a good joke? Where's Eric when I need him? He's supposed to be that fill-in, you know, that while we're setting up for others, he's telling jokes, you know? Man, what's going on there, homeboy? Yes. Oh, you have a good joke? Why did the monkey go to the zoo? I don't know.
Because he wanted a nose.
Because he wanted a nose?
Yeah.
Oh, because he wanted a nose. That was a good Sarah joke if I ever heard one.
Question first. How many of you remember the song Hallelujah, Hallelujah? Yeah. Remember that?
Yep.
Can I see hands, please? I thought you guys might. So, I thought I might as well do that one. We've been doing that for a long time, right, Paul?
Right, it's been a long time.
And I'm not kidding either.
All right, there we go.
Ready?
Yep.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise Jesus, Lord. Praise Jesus, Lord. Praise Jesus, Lord. Praise Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, Lord. Was that a good idea? Was that a good idea?
Good job.
It made me think we haven't done that for a long time. So, if you have any song requests, let me know. Was that good?
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Yeah. Good job. All right. Now, I've been told, these two young ladies over here told me, they assured me that they had some good jokes. Okay. Lay it on me. How do you make a milkshake? I don't know. You give a cow a pogo stick. All right. Now we have little Stella. She's going to sing a song for us. All right. Here we go.
Santa lives in the North Pole, but Jesus lives everywhere I know. That's the best story of all. Santa rides a sleigh, Jesus rides the wind. He walks on water and he's always my friend. That's the best story of all. So put the Christ back in Christmas, and everything you do, 'cause Jesus loves me and you. Santa Claus says, you better not cry, but Jesus says, for those tears I died. That's the best story of all. Santa lets you sit on his lap, but Jesus never leaves. How about that? That's the best story of all. So put the Christ back in Christmas, and everything you do, 'cause Jesus loves me and you. Love and joy and peace are free, but God's gift lasts for eternity. The best story I can give is me. The best gift I can give to God is me. To see Santa Claus, you gotta wait and learn. But my Jesus is here all the time. That's the best story of all. That's the best story of all. God's gift, that's the best story of all. Yeah.
Thank you, Stella. All right. Now Linda Montez has got something that she wants to share with us. Sit down, you can stand up.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm going to read something on fellowship, but before I read it, I want you to know that God is good. God has sent me to this church. God has given me all these brothers and sisters that love me and that I love them. And I know that God is with all of us and always will be. Fellowship. When a feller hasn't got a cent and is feeling kind of blue, and the clouds hang thick and dark and won't let the sun through, it's a great feeling, oh my brethren, for a feller just to lay his hand upon your shoulder in a friendly sort of way. It makes a man feel queerish. It makes the teardrops start. And you kind of feel a flutter in the region of your heart. You can't look up and meet his eyes when a hand is on your shoulder in a friendly sort of way. Oh, this world's a curious compound with its honey and its gall. It carries a bitter cross, but a good world after all. And a good God must have made it. Likewise, that is what I say when a hand is on your shoulder in a sort of friendly way. Thank you all, and I love all of you very much.
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Linda. Next up is Tina Velden.
One, two. Oh, I might not need the mic. No. Mine is from my father-in-law, who wrote it to me years ago when I was in a depressed state about my life. So this is from my father-in-law. He says, 100 years from now, it will not matter what kind of car I drove, what kind of house I lived in, how much money I had in my bank account, nor what my clothes looked like. But the world may be a little better because I was important in the life of a child. That was from my father-in-law. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a little song, but I think it's more for the kids than it is for the adults, if you don't mind. Superior, do you want to help me sing it? Got to excuse these tears, all these wonderful songs. Ready? I've been redeemed, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are under the blood. I've been redeemed. Now Satan's mad, now Satan's mad, and I'm so glad, and I'm so glad. Now Satan's mad, and I'm so glad. Lost the soul that he thought he had. All my sins are under the blood. I've been redeemed. I just went in to my closet to pray, to my closet to pray. I just went in to my closet to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. All my sins are under the blood. I've been redeemed. Amen.
All right. Now we have a short skit with Mary, Rachel, and Jesse. Thank you. Well, you did a very good job of no talent. Okay, so next we have Kate Halverson. Is he here? No? Okay. Andy Cook. No. Okay, very good. Well, then next up is Jacob Adams with dog training.
Okay, I can speak now. I'm filling in for Jacob. He did not think our dog was talented enough for the show. Okay, come here, ready? This is dog training. Okay. Come here. Toby. Okay, you ready? Sing. Good boy. Wait, he's got more. Toby. Come here. Toby. Lay down, Toby. Good job. Toby, bang, play dead. Good job. Toby, ready? Roll over. Oh, good job. Wait, Toby, come here, you ready to get the weasel? Come on. Toby, focus. You're embarrassing me. Come on, Toby. Go get it. Good job. Yay. Wait, he's got more. Toby. You ready? Show him what you can do. Go get the ball. Good boy. Yay. Okay, Toby, last one. Ready? Sing. Good job. Thank you.
What a dog. What a dog. Yes. That was very good. That's some of the best talent we've had all night. Next up is Tom Lucas. Yes, it would.
On the stand. Okay. Let me get situated here. Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be here this evening. I got a melody of a few little songs I like to, just feel free to follow along. Praise God if you know them. If not, we'll just do it a cappella a little bit. And the first one will be Those That Wait Upon the Lord. It's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will rock and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall run and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Now, the next one I like to do is At the Cross. At the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, where the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'll be happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, where the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, oh, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Oh, Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Oh, with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary for you. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who's gonna wear a robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who's gonna wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, mothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who's gonna wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down to the river to pray. Amen. Let's go down to the river. I got, since it is Thanksgiving, we're going to close it off with a song called Give Thanks. Clear my throat a little bit. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong.
Let the poor say, I am rich because of what our Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. We give thanks. Amen.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. That was a blessing. Next, we have the infamous Ted Gothin, pro tennis star, here with us today. And he's going to grace us with learning how to play tennis. Hallelujah.
About doing this over the years, and I never quite thought exactly how I was going to do it, but I decided to sign up anyway and just see what happens. So how many of you ever wanted to learn how to play tennis? When I was a little fella, I used to go to the park all the time, and I saw all these great tennis courts. Oh, they can't. You guys can't hear me? Oh, okay. I saw all these great tennis courts, and I saw all these people enjoying this game, and they would play it for hours. And gee, it looks like a lot of fun. And when I was about 34, the opportunity came up for me to learn how to play tennis. And I love rackets, balls, sports, all racket sports, but tennis got a special place in my heart. And with that, I'd like to just go over some fundamentals with you and relate them to our Christian walk, especially the sharing the gospel, if you will. I think I needed a mobile mic because this thing's kind of in my way, but I'll try to talk really loud, okay? So the first part I want to go over is the serve. Now, there's basically three types of serves. There's the hard, flat serve. There's the spin serve. And then the variation of the hard, flat serve is just the soft serve. In baseball, you might call it a changeup. It looks like a fastball, but it's really not coming at you like a fastball. And the reason for these three different types of serves, and there's variations of them, is to keep your opponent off balance, because not everybody has 140 mile an hour serve. So if you're serving, like my best serve is about 80 miles an hour, and that's not enough to get people uncomfortable, if you will, if they play tennis all the time. So you got to change things up and give them a different look. And with that, I want to share with you 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So did you notice how you have one Bible, but it's useful for several different things, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness? So it's in just the same way. It's just the serve, but there's variations of it. You don't want to be just caught up in basically one formula. You just share the gospel one way and the only way. You might take the person that you're speaking to into consideration and what they might need to hear at that particular time, and what does the Word of God have to say about that particular situation. The next thing I want to go over is the ready position. position is basically like this. You're on the balls of your feet, and you're waiting for a serve, or you're waiting for the opponent to strike the ball, and you want to be in the ready position so you can react to wherever that ball is hit. So if he hits it to your forehand, all you have to do is pivot, and my racket is all the way back. I'm ready for my forehand, and I can hit the ball out in front of myself and finish my stroke. And then I can come back to the ready position. Always going to hit it to my backhand. I'm all the way back again. See? My body is out of the way, and I can take a full stroke. Now, in our Christian walk, we need to be in the ready position also. And the scripture I have for that is 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen? The next shot that I want to go over is the volley. Now, volleys are very interesting. They can be either hit real hard or they can be hit real soft. I'll get over here so I can have a little room. So you're in the ready position, right? And your opponent hits a short ball. And so the ball is not coming to you. You have to go to the ball, right? And so you're running up, and you want to do what they call a split stop. So you basically, you're in the ready position again, and you're ready to strike the ball. Now, if the ball is low, you want to hit it soft and position it somewhere on the court. If the ball is high, you want to stick it and put it away, put it in a real offensive situation. And then on the slow ones, you might want to just chip it back and try to angle it away from the guy. Difficult return form. And the verse that I have for that is Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. There's times when you're sharing the gospel where you just want to stick it. You know, you just want to stick it. And what I mean by that is you want to give that person an opportunity to say, yes, I believe, or no, I don't believe. Don't let them walk away without making a confession. And then there's times where you have to be compassionate and, you know, and sensitive to the situation. Getting back to that shot below the net, where you just want to angle it and position the ball in a defensive situation. You're not necessarily looking for a winner, but you want them to get them to think and to show that you care. Amen? And I just thought of this while we were Since I'm relating everything to the Bible and everything, whenever you buy tennis balls, you always get three at a time. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen? Thank you.
Good job, Teddy. Absolutely. All right, Pastor Paul, the worship team's going to come up and close us out with a song. Yes.
Why did a monkey cross the road?
I don't know. Why did the monkey cross the road?
Because he wanted to get to the other side to eat. Waka waka.
Yeah, wanted to get to the other waka waka. Waka waka. I understand perfectly. That's the problem here. All right.
You, O my Redeemer, and I will praise you, O my Redeemer. I will praise you, O my Redeemer. For you are worthy, for you are worthy, you. I don't praise your name, and if I don't praise your name, even the rocks will cry out,
even the rocks will cry out,
if I don't praise your name,
even the mountains will shout,
and I will praise.
Oh, my Redeemer, I will praise you. Oh, my Redeemer, for you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to.
If I don't praise your name,
even the rocks will cry out.
If I don't praise your name,
even the mountains will shout.
If I don't praise
your name,
even the rocks will cry out.
If I don't praise your name,
even the mountains will shout,
even the rocks will cry out,
even those mountains,
and even the mountains will shout,
and I will praise you.
Redeemer,
I will praise you.
Oh, my Redeemer,
for you are worthy.
You are worthy. You.
Right. Well, thank you all for coming out tonight, and there are some finger foods available out in the foyer. I hope you'll stick around, fellowship, have a little fun together before you depart. Why don't we all stand? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you. May He pour out His grace upon you and give you peace. And I pray that this weekend or this holiday that you have opportunity to share the love of Christ with those who are around you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to come and, Lord, to worship you and to give you praise. And I thank you for all of the talent that has been displayed here tonight. Lord, it has been a wonderful time. We thank you for it. And I pray, Lord, and I know it is a blessing to your heart, as we offer the things that you have given to us back up to you. So, Lord, bless us as we go. Give us traveling mercies. And for those who will travel to other places, other homes, Tomorrow, Lord, we pray for that same traveling mercy over there and back again. Lord, we just thank you for this, and we commit it to you in Christ's name. Oh, yeah, and bless the food, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.